Betrayed beyond words, Elie Wiesel's son slams NAACP over call to end U.S. military support for Israel. By Joshua Klein on June 10, 2024. Elisha Wiesel, son of famed Holocaust survivor and Nobel laureate Elie Wiesel, slammed the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, over its recent call for the U.S. government to end its military support for Israel. In a poignant and impassioned post that went viral Friday, Elie Wiesel's only child recounted his family's history and the strong bond they shared with both the civil rights movement and the State of Israel. "My mother came to the U.S. in the early 50s, after having been the refugee across Europe who narrowly avoided the Nazi death camps," Wiesel wrote. "She was a passionate Zionist, and upon seeing the racism that existed in the Jim Crow era, she quickly became a card-carrying NAACP member and began regularly attending civil rights protests." Wiesel explained that his family's deep connection to the NAACP and the civil rights movement made the human rights organization's recent stance all the more painful. "Our family is betrayed beyond words that the NAACP is asking the United States government to end its military support for Israel," he lamented. "The Jewish people are fighting for our lives against an enemy that has raped, butchered and murdered our family members, and has announced its intention to do so again and again." Wiesel concluded his post with a powerful condemnation. "Shame, shame, shame on you at NAACP," he wrote. Wiesel's post has garnered widespread attention, having amassed over 2 million views as of Monday afternoon. On Thursday, the NAACP called on President Joe Biden to indefinitely halt the shipment of weapons and artillery to Israel in its battle against Hamas, the U.S.-designated Islamic terror group that has ruled the Gaza Strip since 2007 and perpetrated the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history on October 7 of last year. The NAACP calls on President Biden to draw the red line and indefinitely end the shipment of weapons and artillery to the State of Israel and other states that supply weapons to Hamas and other terrorist organizations, insisted NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson in a statement. "It is imperative that the violence that has claimed so many civilian lives immediately stop." The NAACP's call to end U.S. military support for the Jewish state amid heightened tensions with Hamas has sparked controversy, particularly among those who view Israel as a crucial ally and a vital partner in combating terrorism. The matter comes as progressive and left-wing figures and organizations are increasingly critical of Israel and more sympathetic to Palestinians and Hamas. As Breitbart News reported, hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters, some openly supporting Hamas and other terror groups, surrounded the White House on Saturday, vandalizing a statue and assaulting a U.S. Park police officer who tried to protect it. According to world-renowned military historian and professor Dr. Victor Davis Hanson, the Iranian proxy terrorist group Hamas relies on useful Western idiots to support the Palestinian cause, which has fused with the left-wing DEI industry. In addition, he argues, pro-Palestinian protests and support for Hamas in the U.S. have alienated many Americans and will all but ensure the election of a tough conservative president later this year. In December, Wiesel revealed how pro-Hamas supporters harassed him for proudly wearing an Israeli flag. In November, he warned how hatred that begins with anti-Semitism ultimately threatens the entire world, echoing his father's experiences and teachings. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.